Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen & Overy pensions team. It's Monday the 30th of May. For workplace pension schemes and sponsors, here's our roundup of the key headlines you need to know from the last 7 days. First this week, we report on feedback published by the pensions regulator and the Financial Conduct Authority in relation to their discussion paper on driving value for money in DC pensions. A consultation will follow later this year on proposals for a common framework and metrics for measuring value based on three key elements: investment performance, customer service and scheme oversight, and costs and charges. The regulator has also published a review of the expected funding positions of DB pension schemes with valuation dates between September 2021 and 2022, providing context to last month's annual funding statement. Overall, it expects these schemes to show improved funding levels and that current recovery plans will be on track, but the position for individual schemes will vary depending on their specific experience, funding assumptions and investment strategies, as well as the impact of factors such as COVID-19, Ukraine and Brexit for scheme sponsors. In other news, we report on regulations relating to the Dormant Assets Scheme. And ahead of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, we have a link to a publication from our colleagues in the employment team on how changing laws and attitudes throughout the decades have helped to create a fairer era for workplace culture, with implications for both employment and pensions. Due to the shorter working week for the Jubilee celebrations, our next edition will be with you on the 13th of June. The full version of What's New This Week will be available later today by email or at allenovery.com.